What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another award-deserving episode of Spike on the Mic Show.
Yay.
I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as Zip Spike on the Mic, and we are coming at you, like the intro said, 6 feet away. That means two threes, a five and a one, a four and a two, and I better stop right now before I get my math. But we are coming at you at all disclosed locations. I mean, we're coming at you full with our resistance fighters. And I get a lot of talk about that. Let's talk about that once I introduce these people. The guy putting the sounds through the eardrums is going in left ear and out the right ear. He is known as the one, the only. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a guy who's still waiting for his car.
Oh.
My car is sitting in Georgia at the port. All it has to do is get on a truck and come here.
Why don't you put some gas in it and drive it here?
I would love to. Not that far away.
Yeah, serious. Well, at least you can almost smell it, taste it, right? Yeah, really. Well, you know why we're here, ladies and gentlemen? We almost were not here.
That can't be the way.
Thanks to the word of the thing called telephone, which he has to get a new one. This is the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Sticking like a guy that hopes the arrival outperforms the trip for Paul's car.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I mean,
it's good to travel with expectations, but at the same time, it's nice to arrive with your expectations fulfilled.
Ooh, that is some profound knowledge that he just spit it on y'all, all right?
I have no idea.
You're going to really savor that car when it comes in.
Oh,
hunger is the best sauce.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Hunger is the best sauce.
Wow. Hey, trademark that. I'm trademarking that, all right? All right. So keep talking about trademark. Let's go with the man who needs to go to PW's car and put some gas in it. He can bring it to you. Gas man, how you sticking?
Gas man, you need to do the unmute thing.
I didn't see the sign. I'm sticking like Kermit the Frog because he's always happy and I'm happy today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. There we go. And keeping things happy is my I'm trying to think of the word. My educator, Combondre. That is the guy.
Oh, yeah, Combondre.
Fellow alumni.
We're all educated in the same philosophy. He is the one, the only. Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a Combondre who's right. About to go drink beers on the pier after this show.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
Okay. And before you go drink some beers on the piers, we got to at least introduce the beauty of the show. The one, the only. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like ice to my wrist.
Ooh, it's broke again?
No, it's not broke again. I just did my exercises, so I'm icing it.
Is that bubble wrap? Are you wrapping it in bubble wrap now?
No, there's an ice. It's a towel with an ice pack in it.
Oh, yes, it's gingham.
Gingham style.
Yeah, no, it's not. No, don't you ever say that. He's looking for it. I can see him right now. I'm looking for it.
He's like, this is a button.
I know I've got a button.
PW, I'm don't already dancing.
No,
don't even touch it.
Hey, no, don't even touch
but
it.
But I found it.
I hate that. So let's talk about
Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
I knew you'd love
it. It's kind of fun.
It's kind of fun. Isn't it growing on you?
It's way better than the creepy kid laugh.
That's right.
All right, so hold on a second. Before we go into further.
Oh, I hate that one.
All right, now I'm being nosy. Hey, Chad, you said you're going to hang out and beers on the pier. Where are you, man?
Yeah, so yeah, I'm on location at my parents' beach place in Flagler Beach, and they have an event today called Cheers on the Pier.
Oh, okay. Nice. No map.
And they're setting up a bunch of places, like, I guess, I don't know if it's breweries or what, but I know it's drinks, so we're going to go do that.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. I thought you was in St. Pete Pier, so I was going to say, hey, let's meet up, but never mind.
Dude, yeah, we do need to meet up, and I can make that happen. I was there last week, but I forgot to call you.
Yeah, well, I can come that way, too. But anyway, enough about us. Enough about us. Lazy Bites, because he's a Gator, so I'm big on Gators. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, like I say, this is the award-deserving Spike on the...
Oh, you all right?
Is somebody having problems over
there? Yeah, that was Gas Man. He was sounding like a trumpet. Yeah.
Yeah, Billy has one good arm to do our Florida State chop.
Yeah, really? Okay. Yeah, well, this is the only caller-driven road show where you guys can always call, pick up the phone, and give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. You call, you get to drive this show either off the cliff or down the road or up to Georgia to pick up a car. We love talking to people like that. Because speaking of talking to people, we like to talk about three things:
the past, the present, and the future. Oh.
That is so much better than that other song. So much better. You know, no, stop it. You guys need to thing called Will Smith, Men in Black, that thing.
Men in Black, that thing.
The newer logic.
The new one is this. Spell. Oh.
You forget everything after that.
Yeah, for 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years. Bye.
Yeah, they kind of made their neuralizer. That's what happened then.
Yeah, it was worth it.
Yeah, really. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, I would like to talk about something. Remember last year we were talking about celebrities that would make the news?
Yeah. Yes.
Would you go look at my list?
Right now?
Oh, was he on it?
Will Smith was definitely on it.
Oh, dang.
I gotta check. I'll check the tape and we'll.
What's weird is,
can we do? Can we
I do thought he'd be
one?
Running for governor.
Both y'all talking
quite the opposite.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah, really. Yeah, you're right, boys. We need to go back and check that our in the news surveys and see who's ahead, what the point count looks like, and how that's going.
I don't even remember who my celebrities were.
Yeah, I fell on the sword on that one.
Oh,
totally
no, I remember
well,
mine,
I'm declaring
unfortunately.
The victory.
I remember mine, unfortunately. I had Boris Karloff, and he hasn't been in there a lot.
You always have Boris Karloff.
Yeah, he might be.
Who
I don't
is
think
that?
He came in new.
He's
the guy who played Frankenstein.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in
have 1931. You been dead? Was he dead when you made the list?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But
good pick.
You know,
pick.
His name comes up now and then.
Mostly then.
Mostly then.
I interrupted, Spike.
No, you did. You're okay. We're everybody's. Listen, this show has no barriers, no walls. We just do things that come streaming down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought I'd stick it in there while Will Smith's name was. Put out.
That's good.
Oh, okay. Well, good look. All right. So, speaking of good look, let's go ahead and finish with our housekeeping things.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our sponsors.
Oh, we have sponsors? Whew. I guess I have to do that. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh, man. I tried to find that list while we were doing the sponsor thing, but no concrete.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, I didn't find it. So anyway, we'll just keep moving on with some more housekeeping thing, which is known as couch up news of the day.
Yeah.
All right, couch up news, ladies and gentlemen, is what we do on this show here. We like to give out some little information because this show is totally, totally informative, entertaining, and I need another I word.
Well, entertaining education. Was not an I word, so you're screwed it up already.
But India. It sounds like it. It's India.
India,
yeah.
India,
we'll
yeah.
We'll go with that. Yes.
Inconvenient.
That's, okay, I got enough I words, guys.
Idiot.
Insane.
Incognito, y'all.
This is a fun game.
Eccentric.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
What we do with CalChip News is that I tell you, well, we like to tell things that you might go, I did not know that.
Yeah.
And this is the CalChip of the week. It may come to you as a surprise to learn that the word mafia, ladies and gentlemen, the word mafia was never, ever, ever mentioned in the making or in the filming of the word God in the movie Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. What happened back in the 70s, the Italian American Civil Rights League, better known as the mob.
Costa Nostra.
Yeah, family. When they heard that they were going to make the Godfather movie, they got together and they kind of threatened the actors about this movie because they didn't want a movie coming out that putting the mob in a bad light, the mafia in a bad light. So right. The producers and the writers of the movie got together and they agreed that if they take out the word mafia, then they won't have any quote unquote problems. So I'm
saying they wouldn't have anyway because people who are actually in the mafia then they never call it the mafia.
Say that again. Yeah.
People who are actually in the mafia, they never call it the mafia. They never say it.
It's like breaking the fourth wall or third wall or whatever.
People are actually in the mafia. The mafia doesn't
that the
exist.
Camera's
it's not
there.
Real. And number two, people who are actually in the mafia that doesn't exist, they never call themselves mafia. They never say it.
That's like calling.
They call it our thing or this thing of ours. They never say the mafia.
It's like calling myself awesome. Like, I just am. Yeah. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that was a little CalChip news that I thought was interesting. Like, dang. So the actors say they even got. They got a couple phone calls about it.
Sure.
So, yeah, I'm like, wow. So this thing that they don't talk about is real, huh? So,
could you imagine being an actor getting that call? I'd be like, yeah. John, you want me to play this part, but I got the mafia on the line here. They're threatening my life. Do I really need to read it word for word?
Can you change that script to say that we're going to Disney World?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So keeping on with the other things, let's do our favorite of the day, which is the big A word of the day.
Ooh, it's the word of the day. I usually sing it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
And I never know it. Word of the day is the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day.
Oh, Billis, you're getting more and more perfect on that.
Really? I felt like that was a little late.
Really? I thought it was a little early.
I thought it was perfect.
It was a bit pitchy for me.
I felt like it was inconvenient.
Inconvenient. Another I word, huh? Intrinsic.
Insufferable.
Yeah, all right.
Intrinsic. Yes.
Okay, but let me just put an end to this. We only needed 3 hours. We only needed 3 hours.
Well, I just want to say that India was the third one, so that
yeah.
I was first.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a great Kurt Angle's three: intensity, intelligence, and integrity.
Oh.
Those are the three odds.
Okay, well, none of those are the Big A word of the day.
Here, good for you, Spike. Keep moving.
I hope it's an I word, though, for real.
Serious. This is the word of the day. I'm going to play this word three times, and then I'm going to ask the resistant fighters, do you guys know what the word is? And at the end of the show, we will reveal what the Big A word of the day is.
Oh, my God.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Salient. 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 Salient.
That was for you, Voice of Reason. You like you had a hard time hearing it. Yeah. Salient. Salient. Let's go around and ask the resistant fighters, do you guys know what the Big A word of the day is? And I'll start out with you. With a girl named Billis.
So is it spelled S-A-L-I-E-N-T?
Correct.
Yes, I know what it means.
And PWs?
I spell it different, but yes, I know what it means.
Gas man?
Yes, I do know what that one means.
Oh, all right. Well, then let's go with the voice of the region.
I'm going to have to go with my typical, I think so.
Oh, and then bring it home, Hanging Chad.
Nope.
All right.
God, I love this guy.
Yeah, you love him more and more. He's a gator, and he doesn't know what stuff means.
Words are.
Yeah.
I went to UF, and I didn't learn a dang thing. There are no words.
Both of us.
Far from the course.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Both of us.
But it was a good football team.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You asked me to do a kickstand. I will show you how to do a kickstand.
Champion of the world, really. All right, well then, so let's go ahead and keep it moving then. Let's do what we normally do, ladies and gentlemen. It's called couch it. I'm sorry.
Normally we do like three things.
We already did.
We did that.
How about topic changing music?
All right. We figured out that we're actually going to have a topic on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right. I like to call this topic here. Mama's baby, daddy's maybe, or mama's maybe.
Oh, God. Mama's maybe, mama's the baby, and I'm a baby.
I could do it. Mama's baby, maybe. Daddy's maybe, or mama's maybe.
Somebody's
in the bag.
One more time, Spike, please.
One second.
For the audience.
This is the first one I've never seen him be able to do.
PW.
Yeah.
In the bag.
I don't know. That was like too many things.
I didn't catch it either.
But that's
it's
not
a
what
baby.
It like, right?
It's a mama right. Baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Here
and a daddy baby.
All right. Oh, let's try this again.
Let's try this again. Mama's maybe.
Mama's maybe.
Daddy's. No. No.
Mama's baby.
Mama's baby. Daddy's maybe, mama's maybe.
Mama's baby.
Mama's baby.
Daddy's maybe.
Maybe.
Mama's maybe.
Mama's baby.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Baby.
Yeah, the third mama's one, mama maybe. Gets a maybe.
Maybe, baby.
Mom's maybe?
All right.
I think I was right the first time. Mama's maybe.
It's a no from me.
All right. Nope.
Nope. All right, so here's what it is. In Oklahoma, there's a nasty divorce going on by these two parents, and they had a baby. And on the birth certificate, this was a same-sex marriage. And okay. Both women were listed on the birth certificate as mother and mother of the kid.
Oh, okay. Sure, yeah.
So yeah, now during the nasty divorce, Rebecca asking the judge to remove Chris's name off the birth certificate as the mother because she is the, here's where I'm missing, non-gestational.
Oh.
Gestational.
Okay.
Gestational, yes. See, that I understood.
There's penicillin
like a
name for that.
There someplace.
Yeah.
Sounds like a name of a race.
You need a doctor.
Serious. So now.
Welcome to the Richmond Gestational 500.
Question to the resistance fighters. This she is saying, I don't know why, she filed a petition to the courts to say she want to have Chris's name removed off the birth certificate. Now, my question is that in a man and a woman's birth certificate,
right.
Can the mother or anybody have the father name or anybody name taken off a birth certificate? And I'll start out with you, Billis.
should somebody be taking? I didn't understand the question.
Well, in baby. A normal situation, with a male and a female, a mommy and a daddy, can anybody's name be removed from a birth certificate?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Oh, go ahead, Chad.
So I think, I don't know how I feel about this, but there's a difference because with male and female, both of your products make this baby. And then this one, that baby's parents are bound by marriage. So this is more like a mom taking like a stepdad off, even though the stepdad was never a contributor to the development or creation of this baby.
Right.
So it's like, I'm down for equal rights, but like, I don't know. This is hard.
I don't think a birth certificate is something that varies over time. It's the situation that you were born under. In other words, you only have one birth.
Right.
And this is what the situation was at that time. So I don't
maybe
think you can take anybody off.
I think birth certificates might need to stay based off of the natural creation of the to create.
No.
So you think, I'm with you. I'm all about equality too, but this is like, if Chris, it isn't actually the creator of the baby, that's where we're going, right?
Exactly. She isn't. Because
I don't know how
Rebecca, of course, was artificially inseminated.
Okay, so she was artificially inseminated. So that means it was her egg. It wasn't like in vitro.
Right.
And it's somebody else's baby altogether.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
Because that's another
issue. Whole different thing.
If neither one of them are bio moms, but they're both on the birth certificate.
Right. No, Rebecca is the carrier and the egg provider.
Okay.
And the other girl, Chris, was just the married.
But that's who the baby's parents were at birth. So I don't think they should change it.
Exactly. It's a record of your birth. Not of your heritage.
Of your parents being,
Exactly.
Of your creation.
Falling out of love a year later.
Okay,
exactly.
I'm with that. I'm down with that. Yeah.
Boys, what say you?
Well, first of all, I'm going to ask you, Spike, has Maury already made a determination on this?
Who's the problem?
Has he not?
No, the daddy says, I ain't in this.
Okay, so...
The daddy's anonymous?
Yeah, really, he's an aluminum.
I don't think you can take a name off of Bruce. I mean, you can go and maybe, like, expunge it from the record, but a birth certificate, it's got, like, printouts and stuff. You can't just take a name off of that.
Is it printouts?
Well, there are. A birth certificate is physical copy. How do you take it off?
What if it caught fire and it burned up? You can just print out another one, right?
It's
a printout. Like that makes it permanent because it's a printout.
But the the other lady could just keep. She could have a copy that would always be there. Like, I can hold this up and say, I am the mother.
Okay, I don't know, Gas Man. What do you think?
I don't think there's a legal precedent to have a name removed from birth certificate. I mean, you never hear about it. Even in the most nasty of divorces, you never hear a name being removed off of a birth certificate. It's a permanent record.
So here's my question with that. I'm with you. I don't think birth certificate should be altered. I think you should be careful about what name you put on it. So could the woman whose egg was used choose not to put the other wife's name on it?
But they'd already did that.
It's not a record of whose egg was used. It's a record of a person's birth.
Of who was the parent when you were born.
No. It's not a record of who is the parent. It's a record of your birth. And they record who your parents were at that time. That's all.
Right.
And
it
by
has nothing to
so,
do with that, eggs and
that allowed the non-gestational parent to not have to go through the adoption process to make that child legally theirs.
Okay, let's say that they weren't married, though. Let's say the two women weren't married.
Right.
Whose name would be on the birth certificate?
That's true.
Oh, shit.
That's true. Would they have legally been able to do that?
Well, not only that, but would you assume the other person as the parent?
I'll have you know that there are birth certificates with nobody's name listed as parents.
Well, and in this case, that might have been a better option. But
but I'm okay. I think you should be able to take names on and off a birth certificate. Because let's say this. Let's say
you're still only born once, and you're born at a specific time, and there are specific circumstances attached to that time.
I got all that.
But what if you want to change that, P-Dub?
Yes. What if my mama named me?
Then you're talking about something else.
Well, my mama named me P.W., and I legally changed my name from P.W. to Spike.
Yeah.
Can I change my birth certificate to
No,
say Spike?
It does not change your birth certificate. Yeah.
Suppose I want to be 10 years younger.
He's talking about changing the date. Gotcha.
Put some shoe polish in your hair.
Wait a minute. So people who legally...
All of that sounds like somebody speaking from experience.
I'm just... interested around the topic of, I guess it's based off of the parents being married or not, as to whose name is assumed on the birth certificate.
No, because if an unmarried heterosexual couple does not have to be married to have the two parents on the birth certificate.
My parents weren't married when I was
right, but in the case of sex, it does apparently.
So according to according to one of the articles that I found, the judge is saying that the non-gestational parent didn't follow the correct legal process to become a parent because she didn't adopt the baby, and basically saying that the putting her name on the birth certificate is invalid. I don't know if that's true. I think that's something that should be decided legally. But
I think there should be a process of like, okay, if your egg wasn't used, you need to fill out some extra paperwork saying you are going to be this kid's parent, and therefore you will be on the birth certificate. That will not change
based on what happens up.
Yeah, there needs to be an extra step for same sex just to make it clear and for situations like that. That's my opinion. And hey, guys, I'm LGBTQ, so I'm saying this from a point of view that, you know.
Yeah. I was just wondering because what Billy said, something that triggered me. And you say, what did you say? Something about you didn't go through the proper channels. So if
that's what a judge said.
If a non-couple had a kid and they put the mama and the daddy on the birth certificate, then the dad didn't legally adopt the kid. So he has what she's saying. He has no rights.
No, I'm saying that he's the biological father. The non-gestational parent has no biological connection to this child.
Maybe so the gestation part means the egg and the sperm?
No, the gestational part means she didn't carry the baby.
Oh.
Gestation is carrying the baby.
Oh, okay. New big A word of the day next week. All right. So, so if I'm had a kid out of wedlock,
mm-hmm.
I am not gestational, right?
But you're the biological parent. You contributed your DNA to the creation of that child.
Oh, okay.
That's much harder to remove.
Yeah, really. All right, I have no idea how. So I don't know how you guys would rule, which was the original question. How would you rule? Take the name off or leave it on there? PW.
No, in this case.
Go ahead.
No.
PW.
I don't believe you can change a birth certificate, period.
All right.
Yeah.
Chance?
I agree. You shouldn't change it. I think it sets a bad precedent.
And Billy's?
I agree. And if this mother intended to be this child's mother, the fact that she no longer has a relationship with the other mother shouldn't change the relationship she has with that child, period.
Okay. And Gas?
No, do not take the name off. Cannot do it.
And go ahead, bring it home, voice.
You can't change it. But I am going to put a caveat. If Maury disagrees with this because he studied this stuff for years, then I'm going to go with Maury.
Wow.
There you go.
So that nose has been in two different places. Spike and Maury. Yeah.
And Maury, exactly. Yeah. All right.
Man studied this stuff.
Let's go ahead and do something that we hadn't done in a while, PW.
Yeah.
You can do topic changing music.
Okay. And now we're going to do something that we haven't done in a while. A topic?
Yeah. Oh, this is what we hadn't done in a while, ladies. Let's do the Celebrity Birthday Challenge.
Oh,
we haven't done this in a while.
Birthday.
You know, I don't think I have a birthday thing to play. Remember, I used to have a thing, happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Is it Marilyn Monroe?
No. It was a bunch of kids. You would have liked it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. I'd rather hear, like, a car crunch.
PW, in your spare time,
yes.
You can put the birthday sound bite in the place of the hanging chat, not hanging there, country no. style thing.
Oh, this here? Me. Yeah.
Oh, there
yeah,
you like go. Gangnam Style.
That's a little loud for the happy birthday.
It's very loud, yeah. All right. So anyway, I don't know. I'm going to refresh you guys, the rules of the birthday challenge.
I
am going to give you a celebrity or a birthday person who has a birthday. I'm going to give you their age. I'm going to be off by one, either higher or lower. So, and you tell me what you think is higher or lower. And we're going to go to first one to five wins.
All right.
So the first birthday of this week.
Wait, time out. Could it ever be correct? Is that an option?
No. Like,
okay, it's either
never correct.
Never correct. Have you met me?
Oh, wait, so you don't even know?
No, he does know.
You know the answer, right?
He knows the answer.
Okay.
Yes, all right. So the first one is Little Rudy, Keisha Putnam Knight. I think she is 42 years of age. Is that, am I high or low? I'm going to be off by one.
Who is that?
You remember Rudy?
Rudy from the Cosby Show.
Oh, yeah.
The little girl.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay.
And hanging chat, I'm going to be off by one.
All right. So, what'd you say?
I said she's 42. So, I started you PW, higher or lower?
Okay.
I think it's lower.
All right. Billis?
Higher.
And Chad?
All right. So, that's pretty close to my age. So, I'm going to go higher by one.
Great. Okay. Gas Man?
First of all, I didn't realize she was Vladimir Putin's daughter. That's dope. That's something on the radar. But I'm going to go lower.
Wait,
he said Keisha Knight Putin. That's what he said.
Keisha Knight Pullum. Yeah. Whatever the hell her name. Putin?
Pullum.
Yeah, Pullum. Yeah.
He said Putin.
Yeah. Voice of reason, higher or lower?
Much, much, much higher.
Oh, you go with higher.
Much, right. Much.
Right,
it's only 1 year.
Yeah, really. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Little Rudy, Keisha Knight, I said she's 42. She's actually 43 years of age. So,
one for one. I'm going to kick y'all's butts.
Check mark goes to Billy. Check mark goes to Chad. And check mark goes to the one voice of reason. All right. Yeah. How about this person here? This next person is Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal. I think he's
60, like 80.
68
we should guess his age before you say it.
Oh, yeah, really? 68 years of age. Higher or lower? Billy?
Higher.
You go higher. Chad?
I'm going to go lower.
Lower. And Gas Man?
Higher. That's my Steven Seagal movie.
Yeah. We got it.
Voice of reason?
Well, I think the guy looked like he was 68 when he was probably 40. I'm going to go.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what
I'm
gonna
thinking.
I'm going to
go lower.
Lower and PWs.
Higher.
I think he's just been near too many explosions like on set.
Yeah, really.
He just looks older than he is.
I think I said Steven Seagal is 68. He is Seagal.
Steven Seagal, yes.
He hangs out at E4 City, man.
He's actually.
What's the verdict?
He's 69, so he was.
I got that one wrong.
Billy gets a check mark, and Gas Man gets a check mark. So now we
and
have
PW.
I said PW. PW.
Oh, clear really? Leader. Leader.
Yes, we have a leader right now. All right. How about this person here? And you guys can a bonus point against the name. I mean the age. Jack Nicholson.
All right, so he is 77 years old.
All right, you go with 77 for bonus points. Anybody want to take some more bonus points? PW? Oh.
Uh, 78.
All right. Wait, hold on a second. Yeah, I'll come back. Okay. Billy?
76.
Gas Man?
79.
And Voice of Reason?
82.
All right.
Wow.
All right. Are we talking about Jack Nicholas?
Nicholson.
I think he's Nicholson.
Nicholson?
Nicholson.
Nicholson.
Those are two different people.
Yeah. It's two different guys.
Okay.
Nicholson is a golf player.
They both play golf.
All right. I think Jack Nicholson is 83 now.
Oh, dang.
You guys.
So we all lost that.
Higher, no, no. That was your, that was, nobody got a bonus point. Higher or lower, Chad?
I'm going to go lower.
Lower? How about you, Gas Man?
Lower.
And you, Voice of Reason?
We're still on Jack Nicholas?
Nicholson.
Yeah. I think he's 80.
I said 82, so I'm going to. And you said he's 83?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You could win.
Yeah. Oh, but he said nobody already, won.
Yeah.
He said nobody won. So I'm going to use logic and say higher.
Yeah. He messed up. He messed up.
Serious.
He's 84.
All right. PW?
Oh, I'll say higher too.
And Billy,
follow my lead.
I was going to say higher before.
I think I was going to say higher, Spike. I was going.
Everybody was going to say higher, I think.
You kind of gave that one away, Spike.
Yeah, I think I did. Billy?
Higher. I said higher.
Oh, you did say higher?
If he says lower, oh my gosh.
So
say lower, say lower.
Jack Nicholson, I said that he's 83. The numbers came back. Homeboy is 84.
Okay. Another point.
Gets a chicken scratch. Billy gets a chicken scratch, and then the Voice of Reason gets a chicken scratch. So now we have a total score.
No, I said higher.
I gave you a chicken scratch.
Oh, well, that is, chicken scratch is a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
You get smallpox from that.
Serious. All right, so we got a running total right now. In last place is the one, is the only, both of them, Chad and Gas Man. They're in last with one. In second place, we have PW with two, Voice of Reason with two, and coming around the corner in the commanding lead is Billy with three. So to keep it going, let's go with this person here. And we're not going to guess the age because y'all killing me on that.
Yeah, that's a giveaway.
This may be wrong here because I'm going to do it. John Cena, the wrestler, John Cena.
Yeah.
This
is a fair. John Cena, yeah.
John Cena. All right, here we John go. Cena. I think this guy is 43. What say you, Gas Man? Higher or lower?
Lower.
Go lower. Voice of Reason?
Exactly 43.
So what you say?
That can't higher, be.
Higher or lower?
Higher.
All right, higher. And then
I think I'm out of it, though.
I'm going to go with the person who knows. Lower.
Lower. And then Billy's?
I think I was going to go lower, too.
All right. And hanging Chad?
You're muted, Chad.
I'm going to go higher. I know.
Going higher. All right. Well, John, did I ask you, Gas Man? Gas Man,
Chad, are you going to pee live on air?
I seriously thought about it. I was like, I need to know how to video mute this thing.
Well, Gas Man knows. He knows for a fact.
So yes. John Cena, I think I said he's 43. He's actually 44. So got a point was the Voice of Reason. No, Chad. Yeah, Voice of Reason and Hanging Chad got a point.
Yeah,
I went with Gas Man because I thought you know he knows this stuff.
Way to go, Hanging Chad!
Am I as good as Billy?
Yeah. So now we have a four-way tie for a second. No, we don't. Gas Man still in last with one.
I do have to pee, but I hate to pee in the middle of games.
Yeah. All right. So
another 6 points.
Oh yeah, really. All right. So this is for the championship of the world.
All right.
Because we got two people with three, Billy and Voice of Reason.
So you mean I have no chance of winning?
No, you don't.
All right.
I'm out.
The hell with you guys.
All right. How about this person here? Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, that's the current one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
144.
I just need to know if dead is an option.
Yes. I think she's 96. Am I high or low on that? And I'll start with you, PW, just for in grins.
Oh, you are way high. She's about 18.
All right. Billy's?
I
think she's 96.
I'm going to go higher.
All right. And then Chad?
Higher.
And then Gas Man?
Higher.
Oh, actually, can I change my answer? I want to go lower.
All right. You're going to go lower. All righty. And then Voice of Reason.
Now, I've got a choice here. I can go for the tie.
Or the win.
Except for I forgot what Billy said.
Billy said higher.
Oh, you should. We were supposed to tell me.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Billy. If I can tie Billy, I'll be very happy. Higher. I'm going to say higher.
Going higher. Well, Queen Elizabeth II, I think she's 96. She's actually 95, you crap.
Oh, bam.
You know what? I'm the only one who got it, and I can't win.
No, I got it.
Oh,
no,
that's
no,
right.
You got it changed. Wrong. You got it wrong. You said ew. Higher.
I
only person said lower. Only person said lower was.
I changed
Chad.
My answer.
Yeah. Hanging Chad got it right.
I said lower. If you remember, I said she was 18.
Oh, you're right.
You did.
Well, damn. Correct
and creepy.
Thank you.
All right. So we gotta, this is a tiebreaker. Everybody has three except for the Gas Man. Gas Man, you are officially eliminated.
Eliminated.
Wait, I had three. Oh, yeah, I had no chance of winning. Yeah.
Now you do.
All right.
Because you're tied a four-way tie for right. three.
I should not have gone for the tie.
Yeah, really. How about this person here, Barbara Streisand, 78, higher or lower? It's Barbara Streisand, higher or lower? And I start out with you, Voice of Reason.
good choice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say she's lower.
Yeah, lower. Okay. PW?
Lower.
All right, and then Billis?
That's what I was going to say, but I want this game to be over, so I'll go with higher.
Okay. I think you're going to win it, Billy.
Chad?
Yeah, I was going to say higher.
All right, and Gas Man, just for consolation prize?
Oh, her legs are like butter. It's so perfect. It's like butter. Higher.
You're higher, all right. So hold on a second. So we got two L's and... three H's, right? Higher's. Mm-hmm. Okay, so who am I talking about? Oh, Barbara Streisand. Mm-hmm. Barbara Streisand, I said 78. She's actually 79, so.
Billy! Wait a minute. Chad was not one of the tied mm-hmm. ones, was he?
Yes, Billy, I was. Yes.
Billy Hayden. Well,
why don't you have a runoff between Chad and Billy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the only ones with four. The only ones with four. So,
all right, so don't even ask us.
Yes. All right. For the championship,
he's like
of the
literally
world.
Gonna Google anybody right now.
For the championship of the
not,
world,
he did not expect a tie. He isn't have another
sliding
person.
Glass Damn. Door has been opened.
Ooh.
Oh, jeez, the dang lizard.
Yeah, really. All right. So, how about this one, George Lopez?
Okay.
Comedian.
This only goes to Billy and Hanging Chad. George Lopez in my world is 59 years of age. So pick one, Hanging Chad, higher or lower?
I'm going to say he's a rounded off 60, higher.
There you go with higher. Pick. And then, Billy, what are you going to say?
That was what I was going to pick, but I want the game to be over, so I'm going to say lower. All right, give Chad the win, I think.
Yes, Chad win. Ding, ding, ding. He's 60.
Ding, ding, ding.
Bam. Bam, bam,
the greatest comeback.
This was a great comeback. Really great comeback.
Yeah, I went from the bottom to the top like I in every day of my life.
It takes it. That listen is. Okay, so Liz, we only got like 15 minutes left. So I wanted to do a quick topic change in music. Then I heard that we have some Spike the Peace theaters.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Well, are we going to do a new topic, though?
Let's do a quick topic real quick.
All right, here we go. A new topic.
All right, we're going to do a new topic. I don't think we're going to do Spike the Peace Theater. It's a new topic.
Yeah. All right. This is the question I like to say. Question, I like to call this question of the day.
Question of the day.
Right. Now, this is I don't know if it's serious. You guys let me know what you think about this. There's a new, there's some scuttlebutt going around. People are talking about this. And they're saying, do you think that if you served in the military in any form or fashion, that you should be exempt from paying taxes for the rest of your life?
What?
They'll give you some kind of like a little card or some kind of ID card. Right there. They're saying that if you was willing to go in the military and serve this country here, to stand in the way of bullets or for your freedom, that you should not have to pay taxes. You can go into a grocery store and buy a Snickers bar or whatever is being taxed and buy some clothes. You don't have to pay taxes being a military service person. Do you think that is a good proposal? And I start out with you guys. First, I start with you. Voice of reason.
Only if you served in the U.S. Army. All other branches should have to pay taxes.
What a jerk.
Okay. Gas man.
Yes, so the United States Army Infantry Veteran, and I think that's a fantastic.
Yeah. There you go. I knew I'd get a backer out there.
I love to keep all the money in my paycheck and not pay taxes.
Right. Yes. How about you, Billy?
Yes. And PW, voice all the other branches are stupid.
I'm going to say no, only because it's going to be a logistical nightmare that's going to cost more money than the tax revenues that they're going to lose.
Another civilian saying thank you for your service.
All right. Hanging chair.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I think that's, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm thinking, well, PW is a way, I guess he doesn't agree with this.
Yeah, now I can give my answer. I'm going to go pee. I'll be right back.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Well, that's where he went. That makes sure really. Of it.
So I'm thinking, I have no, well, let's get PW's opinion on it. PW, welcome back to the show. Hope everything came out okay. You let the lizard out. Did you hear the question of the day?
Yes.
All right. What is your opinion on that? Do you think people in the military should have to be exempt from paying taxes?
I think the only people who should be exempt from paying taxes are people who can't vote.
Oh, that's a little monkey in the wrenches of the wrenches of monkeys. All right, no, I think it's a great idea, personally. I think just get them some kind of debit card. And I know, Billy, you said it's going to be a logistical nightmare.
Yes.
But all you got to do is give them a debit card. There's going to be fraud.
I'll tell you why I wouldn't, because all of us veterans, our names, socials, they're all on record with the government. All they got to do is exempt us from the IRS. No problem at all. Boom.
But I'm not talking about you guys. I am talking about all of the retailers, the merchants that have to waive taxes, all have to have a different way. How is that all going to work?
I was just thinking income tax, but you're thinking we can paying sales tax.
Yeah, I'm telling you, going to the store, I don't think, and buy some clothes.
No, I don't think sales tax is a good idea. The merchants still got to get things.
Logistical nightmare.
Yeah, Billy, you're right on that one.
You don't do something because it's difficult, right?
Yes, you do. Yeah.
If we have to pay income taxes, that would negate what we care about retail taxes. We get to keep all of our money. So
it would get more people to serve.
And yeah, that's true. I think that's what that's about.
Then the military would have their pick instead of just sometimes getting the bottom of the barrel, depending on where the world is at the time. They will actually get their pick of who they want. Instead, it would actually be a competition to get into the military as opposed to.
So you sound like you're for it.
I'm not saying them. I said because what you described, I am against. You describe no taxes at all of any kind, and that's not.
And then you're gonna have stolen valor jerk off. That on veterans say when we get free meals, we have people that show up. I'm a veteran, and they'll just get a free meal, and they never serve.
But gas. That's gonna happen anyway. Like I say, just because somebody's gonna break the rules don't mean you don't make the rules. Just like you go to a movie theater, they close that back door because they don't want people walking in free. But every once in a while, somebody open the door and let their friend in. But they still have that back door closed.
you speak now, from experience.
Now, also, at what point are they considered to have served? At what point is it just combat service? Or is it just that they're considered to be a veteran?
You can't quantify.
Okay, so if you get dishonorably discharged, do you still have to pay taxes or no?
No.
If you're dishonorably discharged.
I think you should see combat or.
Oh, hell no.
All right, I was a policeman. Have I served?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Really? Nope. He hasn't?
I haven't served.
Or deployed.
How about this? We change it to just those who were forced to serve.
No, Daddy, you protected and served.
Oh, that's about different, this, Spike? Yeah.
I heard
everybody pays their taxes except for those who were forced into servitude.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but that's those are about people about dead now.
Yep, they're pretty much
no,
dead.
We're not.
No. No, we're not.
No, not all of them.
No, because he's talking about. Yeah, he's talking about being drafted.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah. All right. I would listen. I vote yes.
I will tell you seriously one thing the government did do for us is they adjusted the Social Security money up to as if we had made minimum wage.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I mean, that's the least they could do.
Yeah.
They did that. They did that for us. Our government did that for us.
All right. All right.
One thing in 267 years.
Wait. Right.
Hey, you
and then they capped it so no rich people would have to pay.
Let's start at minimum wage, you guys.
Yeah, really. Gas man, you got to walk before you can crawl. Wait a minute. No, you got to crawl before you can walk. All right, so that was just an idea, and I got a feel of the room that some of you guys are not patriotic. So, and I'll just leave it at that. Leave it at that. PW,
yes.
We have time to go ahead and throw in
A couple of Spike to Peace theaters.
Spike theaters, yes.
Here we go.
And now, sit back and enjoy the critically acclaimed Spike to Peace Theater.
Theater.
Sponsored by Insert Name Here.
This week's episode, The Fault in Our Stars. Action.
Oh, honey, look at that one.
It's too small.
Well, what about that one over there?
Dang, it's too bright.
Okay, well, what about that one over there?
That's a plane.
This has been another award-winning episode of Spike to Peace Theater.
Question.
Yeah.
Was that from the Three Bears, the Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
No. No, but a very similar storyline.
Very similar, yeah.
All right, here comes another one.
And now, sit back and enjoy the critically acclaimed Spike to Peace Theater.
Theater.
Sponsored by Insert Name Here.
Tonight's episode, Midnight Cowboy. Action.
Yeehaw!
This has been another award-winning episode of Bike to Peace Theater.
Theater.
Is Midnight Cowboy a show or a movie or something?
No, it's a movie.
Great old movie. It was a great movie. No. Check it out.
Yeah, my mind went funny. a different way on that one, but it's okay. I may have to double up on that one because that one triggered to something else I was thinking. All right, God. Okay, now before we go to find out what the other stuff is,
yeah.
What the hell was The Fault in the Stars? I don't know what that one is.
There must be a movie.
A movie.
It is a movie. It
was a movie. Oh, in a book.
Okay, all right. I got it. All right. So
The Fault Amongst Our Stars or something like that.
No, it's just The Fault in Our Stars.
The Fault in Our Stars.
And then infused with the Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
That's right.
Yes.
Good point. All right, so right quickly, before we do this, we have to go ahead and find out, does the resistance fighters know what?
Salient. Yes.
All right, we'll start out with you, Voice of Reason. Do you know what the big A word of the day is?
I said I thought I did. You want me to take a guess at it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, meaningful.
All right, Billis?
Prominent.
Ooh, Voice of Reason.
Meaningful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He already said it.
Yes, man.
I'm sticking with it.
Thanks
for giving me a second chance.
Meaningful, impactful, like it's undisputable. I don't know, something like
there
that.
There you go, PW?
But there's an element of being capable of thought.
Damn.
Yeah.
Do you have the propensity or likeliness to float or be buoyant?
I like that.
I'll use that one again next week.
Yeah, man. I think that's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
So, to be salient.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Nope. You guys are kind of right, or probably right, or really right. It means standing out conspicuously. And even prominent. Billy quoted in the word being prominent. It's a, so Billy's salient.
Darn, that was it. Done with her.
That is exactly
salient.
What that means. So that was a good guess. I'm glad to see that the voice that the resistance fighters are, their mind is expanding and they're becoming smarter and knowledgeable. Yeah. You guys know what these big A words are. So as I go through them, I have to find more and more tougher words.
Yes.
Because you guys are smart, except you're still not patriotic.
So. You don't need to make them tougher for me, Spike.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, let's go around. Ooh, we got 4 minutes, so we need to filibuster.
Sure.
All right. Right quick. So we're going to stop this in a minute.
At the end, yeah.
I have a question. Go ahead.
Are we planning on doing a back on location to send each other anytime in the future?
As soon as I get my car. I don't know. We have to wait and see on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a good idea.
That's all I got.
Okay. I forget. I want to say that we have time. I was going to ask you about the Will Smith 10 years getting out of from the Academy thing. Do anybody care?
I care in the fact that I think it's a perfect decision.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I agree.
Okay. How about this one? Will he ever work in any movies in the next 10 years?
I hope. Of course he will.
Of course he will.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
You think he will?
Yeah. It's all about money. It's not about.
Who would hire punishment? Him with that going on?
I don't know. It depends. It depends on culture. Will they go see his movie?
Yeah, true.
He's got enough money
to make his own movie. Exactly. Yeah.
But I guess you guys are right.
His own production company, too.
Yeah. You remember who the guy that did the Jesus of Christ movie?
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson. Yeah. We thought he was canceled for a while, but actually he hadn't made a movie since, though, has he?
He has a couple
production companies.
He didn't get canceled for Passion of the Christ, though. He got canceled for like doing Passion of the Christ and then drunk driving or something.
Yes.
it wasn't the drunk driving. It was the anti-Semitic comics he made as he was drunk and being arrested. That's what got him canceled.
Yeah. I just remember the picture. I remember the mugshot.
Yeah, serious.
I'll make a prediction.
Go ahead.
He will make not only make a movie, he will make one with Chris Rock.
I hope not.
Yeah.
There's been some stuff between him and Chris Rock that predated all of this.
This wasn't new.
But anyway, hanging Chad, don't put too much faith in this because you know it's going to happen. I'm with Voice on this one. They're gonna do something and steal the show.
He definitely needs to show he's the bigger man.
Yeah, really. All right, so speaking of that, being the bigger man, we got to go around the room and ask you guys, what stuck with you? And I'll start out with you, Gas Man. What stuck with you?
I am terrible at Spike on the mic birthday games.
Yeah, really. I mean, actually, no. All right, Voice of Reason, what stuck with you?
Right now, I'm got the word salient stuck in my mind as being prominent. I was totally wrong about that.
Okay. Billy's, what stuck with you?
That I miss my sister.
Who is that? I haven't seen her in a long time.
You got a sister?
I do.
How about you, Hanging Chad? What stuck with you?
Be careful whose name you put on your kid's birth certificate.
And my man PW, what stuck with you?
Still, my car hasn't been delivered.
Todd, will the car just come? Just come.
Please.
Whoever's listening.
Really?
Spike, what stuck with you?
Your thing stuck with me, and I was surprised that y'all did not say a word that starts with an I, because I thought sure that was coming up. And what stuck with me is
irrelevant.
Yes. Eligible.
Indubitably.
That's an E.
Ineligible.
Yeah. And I work among these non-patriotic mofos.
Hey, I mean,
thank you for your service, mother truckers, and y'all.
Who you calling a mofo?
Ever. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for playing. And remind me, if I forget, to send y'all the link from Seattle.